Yes, good morning. This is Ron Smith. The show you're listening to is Ron Smith's Star Talent Showcase, Children of the Light. The time's now 4:04 a.m. Today is now September the 12th, 2019. This is episode 45, I believe. Here's the problem. I'm having difficulty with this podcast recording. I don't know what's wrong. The other night, I was at the town hall meeting in Brooklyn. Excuse me. And this was with talking about the foreclosures, the how people's houses are being stolen out from under them, and how the politicians are not doing enough to protect these middle-class black families from having their homes stolen. And so the radio host, Dr. Bob Lee, was there, and he was hosting this program. Ed Towns, which is the Brooklyn borough president, he was there, and another gentleman was there with another city councilwoman. And to tell you the truth, this is my personal opinion, I notice when there's elections coming up, all these so-called city council members, assembly members, state senators, even the borough president, now all of a sudden they want to talk with black folks and find out what's going on in their community. But while they was in office, they had no idea what was happening. I just find that very hard to believe. Anyway, Children of the Light Ministries address is 1171 East 95th Street between Flatlands Avenue and Avenue J. The food pantry is open on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Okay? So, those are the days they're open. It's good to get there about 12. On some days, they close at 2 o'clock p.m. So if you get there at 12 a.m. and leave at 2 p.m., that's good. Anything after 2 p.m., I doubt seriously you'll get any food. Bring an offering with you. Bring some type of offering money to help with the food pantry, the trucks, the refrigerated trucks. They have to have gasoline in them. They have to have insurance. The truck has to be insured each month. I know I shouldn't have to say that. I know it sounds silly to tell people that. How can a vehicle work without gasoline? Unless it's an electric truck, right? Which it's not. But I have to say it that way because people think because it's a food pantry that they're getting money from the government or from someplace that's going to help facilitate the vehicle staying on the road. The people that are helping out to pack up the trucks are volunteers. They're not getting any money. So they need your help. I want to give a shout out to Pastor Dr. Maureen Rush, Sister Bibi, Sister Baptiste, Brother John, Pastor Austin, brother Ram, who's in Chicago, Sister Jones. I also give a shout out to Mike Scott from Chicago. Yes, I'm always mentioning Mr. Mike Scott from Chicago. And the rest of the food pantry members. Mike Scott isn't a food pantry member. He's from Chicago. But I want people to know that I appreciate you guys listening in to this podcast, giving it your support. I'm not looking for any money, but I am thankful to God for each and every one of you. Let me say my scripture verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Listen, I thank you so much. I wish you could have been there for that town hall meeting that was at the historic Baptist Church in Kingston Avenue in Brooklyn. And they almost had a riot in the place. It was almost a big fight in that place. It was crazy. A lot of good information was given out, but the problem is there was too much emotion and aggravation and anger. Dr. Bob Lee lost control of the meeting and it went chaotic. But listen, we'll talk later on. Take care. Talk to you soon.